You paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Putting me in the mood here. A little conversation with a state representative, not to make him uncomfortable. Chris Welch about to join us here on 720 WGN 807. Mark Harmon in tonight with you till 10. Pete Zimmerman producing. Hope you had a great Monday. Staying safe out there. Chris joins us now, and Chris wants to get Westlake Hospital reopened up. And you had a press conference earlier today, Chris. And so, first of all, welcome to the show. Thank you for being on. Have you talked to Governor Pritzker about your desires? Let's start there.
Well, Mark, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. And definitely in the age of social distancing, I appreciate being able to attend via phone.
Yes.
Thanks for putting us in the mood. to answer your question, yes, I've talked to Governor Pritzker and his team, and I really applaud the governor on the work that he's doing and leading our state at this difficult time right now. I fully support what he's doing, and, you know, he's really been truly a leader on this thing, and I think the folks in Washington can take note of how our governor's leading. Today, he even announced that a couple previously closed hospitals are going to reopen to assist us in this crisis that we're under. And I do believe at some point Westlake's going to be reopened as well, even if it's just temporary to assist in this crisis. I think Westlake's a little different than the other hospitals because it's involved in a bankruptcy issue with the previous owners. But, you know, I have full faith and confidence in the governor and his team that they're going to get this thing done. They're going to get it done right because they know that we've yet to peak in Illinois. And when this thing peaks, we have to be prepared.
No doubt. Now, just the history on Westlake Hospital, if you can help me with that a little bit. August, I know, of 2019, they filed Chapter 7. And you're mentioning there are some legal issues that need to be rectified here. So what can you tell us about that, Chris?
Well, I know that they did file bankruptcy in August, unbeknownst to most of us involved. They went out of Delaware court and filed bankruptcy, violated pending state orders that were in place here. However, the bankruptcy trustee did reach out a few weeks ago. I put them in touch with the governor's office, and they've been talking. They are trying to put a deal together that would reopen Westlake to help us deal with this COVID-19 crisis.
So what would be the hesitation? Because it seems like an all-hands-on-deck time period here, obviously. So what would be the reservation if there was one?
I think the issue you have with Westlake, especially being involved in bankruptcy, number one. Number two, the hesitancy probably, you know, we're dealing with a private corporation owned by private equity folk who are probably trying to ask the state for way too much money. I trust the governor and his team that they're going to do what's right for the state, but they're also not going to be held hostage at a time of crisis.
Yeah. So how do you think Westlake specifically could help here? Again, we need as many beds and as many places for people who get sick to go can go. So that seems obvious, but maybe there's more to it than just that.
Well, I've said all along, even without a crisis, that we need more beds, not less. But this pandemic has shined a light on the fact that we certainly need more beds and we need them immediately. We're not the East Coast or the West Coast, and you can't use cruise ships and military ships to get more beds. So we have to use these previously closed facilities, get them back into shape, and get some beds available, because we know that come mid-April, when this thing does peak, we have to be prepared to take care of those that have COVID-19.
You're also campaigning is probably the wrong word, but you're trying to help out Vibra Hospital as well, too. Is that right, Chris?
There's Vibra. Sherman, Advocate Sherman in South Elgin, which just the governor announced today, and Metro South. So there's four previously sheltered hospitals, two the governor announced today, and then the Vibra and Westlake are yet to reopen. But we're hoping the governor's team can get it done. And again, with the coalition of spiritual and public leaders pushing and showing the governor that there's advocates out there that support what he's doing, I think we're going to get it done.
Chris Welch with us here on 720 WGN. He's with the Coalition for Spiritual and Public Leadership, CSPL. PL, if you want to do the acronym there. What's your biggest concern right now, Chris? What's keeping you up at night, as I think all of us are staying up later at night or waking up in the middle of the night now trying to grab hold of what's going on?
I think the two biggest concerns, Mark, honestly, is we have to flatten the curve. I hope everyone listens to our governor, who's really staying up late at night and waking up early in the morning and making sure that we all stay home. If we stay home, we're going to save lives. That'll help flatten the curve. It'll help our emergency responders and healthcare professionals manage the situation in these hospitals that are already at full capacity or nearing full capacity. We have to stay home. That will save lives. And I honestly believe that we really have to address healthcare in this country and make sure not just the wealthy are getting tested for COVID-19. We have to make sure poor people have access to those tests as well, that they get tested, they know the results, and we can treat these folks and get them away from infecting others.
Yeah, how have you gone about connecting with the people that you represent? Because you can't do the same things that you normally would do if this was a regular Monday, March 30th. What's been your strategy, Chris? Because it's obviously not easy right now.
Mark, I think every social media platform out there I've been on, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and my kids, oh my God, introduced me to TikTok.
Chris! Wow!
So we're TikToking away.
That's amazing. Do you know your name on TikTok? Because I'm like user 9579321. I've been afraid to put my name on there, Chris. Do you actually have, is the Welch family on there?
Rep Chris Welch 7. You can find us in our latest videos and all the things my kids have made me do.
What have they made you do, Chris?
Well, we've done a little stanky leg, and we've also...
That's awesome.
It's been rough. It's been rough, I tell you.
But see, people want to know that you have that in you. You can't just be the stuffy politician all the time, right? You got to have a little personality.
We're having fun with it.
Yeah, and we need some humor in these times as well. So, okay, you guys are having a Zoom press conference tomorrow at 10 in the morning. Is that something that the public can be involved in any way, shape, or form if they are so inclined?
Yes, absolutely. We're hoping that the public does get involved. We're putting the information out there tonight, tomorrow. We're going to continue to show the governor that we support his reopening Westlake. The coalition is fully behind him, and we certainly hope that we can get this done.
Do we have the staff that's ready to jump in there and work, Chris? Do we know?
Well, the governor put a call out about a week ago for retired healthcare professionals to come back into profession. And in less than a week, he had over 450 people answer the call to duty. Today, we're well above that number. So I do believe we're going to be able to have the staff to fill it. There's a lot of folks that worked at Westlake that are raring to go back in there, even if it's temporary. I don't think staffing is going to be an issue.
All right. Good to know. Hey, Chris, appreciate you taking time tonight. Good luck tomorrow, and thank you for trying to keep everybody safe out there. We really appreciate it.
Hey, Mark, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's most definitely my pleasure.